Oh, g'day. Is it who am I speaking to? Tony. Yeah, my name's Simon. I had my STI in there a few weeks back, and you actually rang me about putting an exhaust on it because it was sort of a bit mismatchy. Anyway, I'm just wondering about with the GC8 exhaust. I think you mentioned you had the NVIDIA N1. Do you have those in stock? Yeah, I'd do a pickup on that if you've got is. Yeah, you tuned it. That's right. Yeah, you rang up about. Yeah, and I've since spoken to Warwick, and either he's going to remote into it or I'm going to bring it back because we're going to up the boost a little bit. Basically, what's happened is that no, I mean I understand I've got what I asked for, but it's a bit it's very lackluster. Feels a lot sluggish compared to what it was. Basically, yeah, because you get aggressive timing from Japan. Yeah, so I totally understand that. But the boost is down about probably 2 PSI from the stock ECU. So Warwick was going to remote in and up it, but I'm starting to sort of like reassess it. Well, if I do that, I might as well look at getting the proper exhaust for it. So hence I was just seeing what you've got in stock. I'd fit it myself. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So is the N1 the only option? Really? I know the Q300, I'm not sure they. Yeah, is there? Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. Because I don't actually mind the N1 because that it's like an angle fitment, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because it's pretty much like what I've got. I don't know if you remember, but it's got a cannon that's sort of angle mounted. And I know it's not stock, but I don't mind that look. I've kind of gotten all right with it. It is. It's a stock downpipe. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think it's the full because what it's got it's a stock downpipe. Then it's got an aftermarket 2.5-inch mid pipe, then a 3-inch diff back. So it's a bit of a mismatch, and that's why I thought I don't mind keeping the diff back, but then it's not going to match up to anything anyway. And you can't get the downpipe and midsection alone. So I've come to the conclusion, well, I'm just going to have to buy the whole kit. I'm just a little bit like, is the N1 too loud? That's just what I'm worrying. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, I've got another one, WRX, and that's got an X-Force turbo back 3-inch. The X-Force does it with the high flow cat as part of the midsection. But I've got a twin tip at the back. That's the only difference. It will be louder than that, yeah. Because it's not too loud, but. I guess, I don't know, everyone's, I just don't want to, fit it on and think, oh shit, this is too loud or something like that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whereas a Q300 would probably be maybe equivalent to the X-Force that I've got. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah, what's the muffler like on the AVO? Ah, so it's a twin tip. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's. Oh, okay. Yeah, like rounded, like a bit more. I might have a look. I'll see if I can have a look at some pictures of the AVO just to get my head around it. Otherwise, what about performance wise? So after I do what I do, yeah, you're not going to notice a big difference. Yeah, much of a much. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. What about, because the Q300's got a bit more of a bend on the diff back, but again, you're not something that doesn't matter. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. No, that's fine. Yep. Yeah, cool. Okay. So what have you got? Do you stock these? Yep. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, no worries. What's the Q300, is that the same as the N1 cost-wise, or is there a difference? Yeah, right, okay, so they're around about, yeah, they're like two low twos or something, is it?
Yeah, that's
right, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. What I'll do, knowing, so you've got the Q300s and the N1s in stock, you reckon? Yeah. Okay. All right. So if I turn up, sometime this week, is that okay if I come in there, pick that up? Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll do that. Yeah. Yep. No worries. All right. All right, that'll be. Yep. Yeah, no worries. And what I'll do at the same time is I want to put a can Lambda in it as well. And I know Link's got a decent sale, or 12, yeah, the Black Friday. Do you have plenty of those in stock? Oh, okay, so you got heaps. Yeah. I saw some of the photos on it, that as well. Because that's another, because I had a look into it, and after I talked to Warwick, I think I'm going down. So I'm going to put an IAT on it, just get all the electronics sorted. I have even a oil pressure sensor, stuff like that, and then get a little bit more serious. So I think I'll probably pull the trigger a little bit too early, coming in for a tune as it was, knowing what I. Yeah, no, correct. Yeah, it's not going to. Well, having said that, I actually put the original ECU in. I put some octane booster in. I don't know if it's still safe or not, but just as a comparison, it's a lot more fun to drive. But anyway, I'm going to do something about it. So yeah, I'll come in, I'll pick up the exhaust and the can Lambda, and then Yeah, we'll do that. Yep. No, that sounds like a good idea. He's there every day anyway, yeah? Yeah. No, fair enough. Cool. All right. Well, I'm just going to, I'll have a quick look at the AVO exhaust, and then I'll ring you up, and then I'll come pick one of them up. Cool. All right. Thanks for the chat, Tony. All right. See you, mate. Bye.